Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to welcome you to a very special episode today. Coming out of the gate, my good friend, pastor, my pastor and the pastor of the Hagman Report, and many of you in the audience, Pastor David Langford from the Voice of Evangelism. Before I get to Pastor Langford, just very briefly, you know, obviously the headlines of the day all surrounding the lockdowns and the, tyranny that accompanies the lockdowns. And we should be paying attention to that. But behind the scenes as well, let's not forget that the coup, where I believe the coup is continuing. The lockdowns are a continuation of the coup. The edicts and such related to the lockdowns is an attempt, in my view, based on my research, not to protect your health, but to jab a heart into the global economy. And, of course, you know, the United States propels much of the global economy, and to drive a stake through the enterprises and businesses here in the United States. And in the backdrop, you've got well-researched investigations and even Mark Levin coming out and saying that Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Obama, Biden were actually behind they were instrumental in framing of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. It's a massive cover-up, the greatest scandal in American history. You've got new information coming out. The Lisa Page, she memorialized interview, which was used to frame Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, even though she wasn't present at the interview. It's just crazy stuff coming out. And then, of course, the knowledge, the information that Adam Schiff and other coup plotters relative to Adam Schiff or in the orbit of Adam Schiff knew that there was absolutely no evidence of any collusion between President Trump as a private citizen, as a candidate, and of course as a president, between him and Russia. Knew it from the beginning, and that newly released transcripts show that. Meanwhile, you've got all of America, at different degrees, different areas, suffering from tyrannical lockdowns. Kind of depressing, isn't it? It's good news about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. It's good news that pressure was put on, by the governor, put on the wayward judge in Dallas, Texas, and Shelley Luther, the salon owner, was released from jail for what? For breaking a law? No. Those are not laws. She was released yesterday. And meanwhile, the globalists are celebrating. Oh, they're celebrating because, hey, with everyone not traveling as much, with these shut-ins, these lockdowns at home, oh, it's just helping the planet. And you've got a whole bunch of really irrelevant celebrities signing on to this let's not get back to normal kind of thing. So with all of that, we need to know that this is, we need to understand and really reinforce the fact that what we're experiencing is not just a battle here between people. It's a spiritual battle. So here for some spiritual nourishment and information is Pastor David Langford, his website, thevoiceofevangelism.com. That's thevoiceofevangelism.com. Welcome, Pastor Langford.
Doug, great opening, great presentation this day.
Thanks.
I think what you said is so apropos, very pointed, and I thank you for that.
Know this, Pastor. We appreciate you. We appreciate your words of wisdom. We appreciate the fact that you can provide us with both information and encouragement, especially at this grave time. So, yeah, thank you. So,
well, I don't want to toot my horn, but if people will go and watch that video that I did 3.5 years ago on YouTube about God gives Trump the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. And, of course, he gave me the revelation of that train wreck, time disposal, on the railroad track, the Trump train. Republicans were going somewhere in Virginia. The garbage truck was called, the company was called Time Disposal. And all the garbage was strewn all over the yard. That, the Lord showed me, that was what Comey and all these people thought they were going to take to the landfill and be buried, and no one would ever know anything about it. And so when I felt the unction in the Holy Spirit, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I knew then it wasn't about money. It was about politics and about what we're witnessing taking place right now with Flynn, with Comey, with Page, with Strzok, McCabe, all of these people. These people are evil, and as Trump well said, they are nothing but scum, pond scum at the best. And this is what concerns me. By the way, before we get any further, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers this coming Sunday. I pray that your day will be blessed, your day will be filled with joy and peace and placidity, and there will be much love emanating from those around you to encourage and strengthen your heart and your mind. So, mothers, we bless you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we pray that you will be honored this coming Sunday by your family. All right, getting back on track here, you know, the devil is a master at deceit and deception. Every victory that Satan has ever had was based upon a lie and based upon deception. And right now, you know, there's a lot of hyperbole, and I'm not trying to rain on anybody's party, but you're being distracted by false teachers about the mark of the beast, about computer chips, and about tattoos. I think it was a couple weeks ago, Doug, you and I did a program. I got a letter from a gentleman who said, "What makes you think this is good, the vaccine?" So he's put words in my mouth, totally misunderstood, obviously, what I said, and he heard what he wanted to hear. The vaccines, I said, are not good. They're full of metals. They terribly affect the autoimmune system. But that's not the mark of the beast. But yet he wanted to say, I said it was good. I didn't say vaccines were good. I'm saying those are mere distractions, because no one can show us in the Bible where the mark of the beast is a tattoo, a computer chip, or biochip, or whatever they might want to declare it. The Bible does tell us it's a mark, it's a name, it's a number. But all these are distractions to keep you unaware of what's taking place right now. Now, you're hearing just a plethora of talk about the Antichrist. I've said it for 40-plus years. Nobody knows who the Antichrist is. You'll never figure it out. They even said Ronald Wilson Reagan was possibly the Antichrist. But the Bible says, Jesus said, you're going to see him in Matthew 24:15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. And then in most of the King James Bibles, it will have in parentheses, whosoever readeth, let him understand. So this has to be spiritually understood. You're not going to decipher this through a carnal mind. And then Paul the Apostle gave us great insight about the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But in verse 3, and verse 6, and verse 8, he says this man of sin will be revealed. The Greek word is apokalupo. It means to make manifest or to reveal a thing previously secret or unknown, particularly applied to a supernatural revelation. This revelation is not for the world. This revelation is for the church, the body of Christ. If anybody doubts Paul's epistle and to whom it's written to, you need to get right with God. Second Thessalonians was the second epistle, second letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. In his second epistle, he warns them about the man of sin. Why bother to warn people if they're not going to be here? Why give this much detail, I mean much detail, about this particular person? And furthermore, that epistle is written to the church. It's not written to the world. Sinner people are not going to be able to figure this out because they don't know the Bible. And regretfully, most purported Christians don't know their Bible, so they're going to fall for Satan's trickery as well. Because if it were possible, Jesus said the very elect would be deceived. 2 Peter 1:10. Peter said, "Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fail or you shall never fall." So we've got to make our calling and our election sure. Now, what I'm about to say right now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to be pompous and arrogant. I'm not trying to castigate or impinge someone who still believes in a pre-tribulation rapture. But I've got to say this. Don't worry about any of this Bible prophecy because you've already predetermined you're not going to be here. So I encourage you to not worry about any of this Bible prophecy about the mark of the beast, about the Antichrist, about the false prophet, none of these things. Because in your mind, you've already settled the account. It's not applicable to me. But that's the problem. That's why people can't go further and deeper in the scriptures, because they say, well, all of that book of Revelation, all 18 chapters after chapter 3, is not applicable to me, or I should say 19 chapters. It's not applicable to me. But why would God give the church all of this information and say, well, you're not going to be here, so it doesn't apply to you? And this is what's happening. Satan is a master at confusing, disguising, 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The truth is, because there's such a famine of God's word, many people today are ignorant of the devil's devices because they don't know their Bible. When an electrician understands a schematic diagram, he knows where the relays are. He knows where the fuses are. He knows where all of those things are. Why? He has a diagram. Well, God has given us a schematic. It's called the Bible. And we're to take the Bible and we're to rightly divide the scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed or to be embarrassed because you don't know what you don't know, and rightly divide that truth. The problem is, people are saying things, like I said a couple weeks ago, the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. The Antichrist doesn't implement it. It's the false prophet. But that's how easily and quickly people can miss the truth and believe something else and be absolutely wrong. But all the while, they're thinking they are absolutely correct. Now, America, without a doubt, is headed for a civil war. Politically, we see it politically. We see the verbiage, the demeanor, the condescending dispositions, and we see that mostly in Democratic governors and judges. These people are evil, just like the lady, Miss Luther, in Texas. That pompous, bigoted, self-righteous judge put her in jail. And you know what's so sad about that, Doug? You know, he doesn't care about anybody but himself. But see, he got his paycheck every week because he's a government employee. If he stayed home for 6 months, he got his paycheck. And they forget we pay them through our taxes. And this pompous, arrogant, dictator, despotic leadership from our leaders, it's what's literally destroying and dividing America. And I just read this morning where they're going to ramp up socialism. Well, how are they going to do that? More free government checks. Now, the Democrats want to make these new welfare checks to be retroactive, starting back in March, and continue on, and 90 days after the Health and Human Services Department has declared the coronavirus to no longer be a public health emergency. Once it's no longer an emergency and it's over with, they'll say that's when the checks stop. $2,000 per person, $4,000 for married couples who file jointly and make less than, I think, $120,000 or $130,000 a year. Well, I certainly fall in that category. But my point is this. How long will they declare this to be an emergency and not stop it? But if they stopped it, let's say July, then August, September, and October, you'll still continue to get a $2,000 check or $4,000 if you're married check up till the election. Up till the election. So they're trying to buy the election, and they're trying to stall and destroy the economy so Trump cannot get reelected. Now, we're a divided nation. We are terribly divided. And when the civil unrest is manifested, we will witness just how deep and how painful the divide truly is. But here's what we need to notice, because the Lord checked my spirit the other day about something I said. God has used Trump to give us all visual proof of just how divided and evil our leaders are. I've said multiple times, Trump is going to deal a Trump card. And the Spirit of God checked me and said, he's been dealing Trump cards since he got in there. And you think about it, he has. He has trumped them in almost every aspect of his administration. I read a Bible verse yesterday, Psalms 119, verse 98. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. What's David saying? If I keep God's word hid in my heart, I'll be wiser, I'll be smarter, I'll be sharper than mine enemies. Well, Trump has brought more evangelicals and people of faith to the White House than any president that I've ever known, and probably more than all of them. And they've prayed for him. They've laid hands on him. And I know some of the people personally that are up there around him. And this is the devil's attempt to divide us. Now, Doug, you mentioned a plethora there in the opening, but with the Michael Flynn situation, God is giving the Christians and conservative people, he's giving them visible proof of just how vile, and that pompous Comey, oh, the Justice Department has lost its way. Can you imagine a man literally being that deceived, Doug? Can you imagine that?
We're watching it. I mean, it's difficult to imagine. It's difficult to comprehend, but yes. I mean, sadly, yes. Maybe that's not the right answer, but...
But no, but it's... I mean, you're an intellectual guy. You read a lot. You study. You, sure. You understand. And you see that, and you're like, how can that guy be that deceived? But I think more than deception, it's a veneer, it's a facade, because he is getting a little concerned, a little anxiety that he just might be brought down. And once the dominoes start to fall, and here's what's going to happen. You see, the media has sold out to the evil empire. Call them Democrats, call them what you want to. And Republicans are evil too. No, I'm not. You know, giving them a pass. They're evil too. One of our North Carolina United States senators, Richard Burr, he's a crook. I tell him to his face right now, he's a crook. He's a thief. There's nothing but thuggery up there in the Congress. All of them are thugs. They have no accountability. There's a handful trying to do the right thing, but you can't put 50 good people up there in the midst of 385 congressmen because they're corrupt. So they corrupt the newly 50 that come in during an election. And so that's why it stays corrupt, because then they teach them those that have already been there, they teach them all the evil. Here's all the perks. Here's how you manipulate the system. Here's how you twist legislation. They teach them. They teach people how to come up there and be evil. That's why Jesus said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. As a Christian, we live in the same atmosphere, per se, probably not near as bad as Washington, but we are subject, like Miss Luther was, to evil in a courtroom. Making her going to apologize to him, his court. And thankfully, those people are elected officials, and I hope in November they won't reelect him. But you can see the spirit. You can see the spirit of Antichrist. This is all against God. I'm 65. I've never witnessed in my life the unyielding, adamant disposition toward a president. I mean, they want to slap this guy in the face every day they have a press conference. And I can understand his willingness to want to slap them back. You know, that's reactionary. You slap me, I slap you. You hit me, I hit you. And so these people are totally deceived because they've been purveyors of all of Schiff's lies, and all of those people, Nadler, they've been a purveyor of their lies. Will they apologize? Will they admit they were wrong? No, they're not going to do that. Why? They're deceived. And see, that's why God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And I've noticed in the last year, Trump has tried to be far more soft-spoken. It's though his blood pressure's gone down 30 points. He's trying to be more deliberate and not be frustrated, even though that smart-aleck reporter said, do you think you deserve to be reelected because we've had more people to die from the coronavirus and the Vietnam War? Now, what kind of question is that? That is a, I got you, I'm going to slap you publicly before the whole world with this question. I'm going to hurt you. Vindictiveness. And these people, what they don't understand, you know, there's a judgment day coming for every one of us. She will be judged before God Almighty for that question. And see, they don't think that, preachers don't teach that. The Bible said we're going to give an account of every idle word, and those are worse than idle words. I was sitting in my office the other day thinking about America, and I was thinking about the American people, and just like you, Doug, myself, and others, there are three things we fundamentally desire. We want peace, we want liberty, and we want justice for all. That's constitutional. That our founding fathers understood what civilized people want. They want peace and placidity. They want freedom. They want liberty. And they want true justice. They don't want some roughshod, some despotic justice. They want true, pure, unmitigated, untainted justice. Just let justice be what it is. The lady with the scales and the blindfold. She doesn't see who you are. She doesn't see your color of skin. She doesn't see your height or your stature. She doesn't know if you're a billionaire or you're a pauper. She doesn't know. That's the way it's supposed to be, but that's not the way it is. So Solomon in Proverbs 14:34 said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. Now, as Christians, we've all most agreed and concurred, Donald Trump is a mere reprieve. It's just a stay of execution. It's been postponed because Donald Trump has lauded righteousness. Mike Lindell said the other day, he's done more for Christianity than anybody. And he truly has. And he's brought, Christians into the White House, and his faction of advisors, the Christianity that is there. As I said, I know some of these men personally. They're there, and they're praying for him, and I'm praying for him. And I know many of you listening are praying for him because he needs the prayer, and he needs it greatly. So righteousness, if righteousness exalts a nation, lifts it up, makes it better, makes it more grand, more prosperous, what will take it down? Lying, cheating, maligning, embezzlement, evil, deceitfulness. It will bring us down. Solomon in Proverbs 11, verse 1, a false balance or deceitful scales is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight or a just scale is his delight. And, you know, we have the standard of weights and measurements in America. And so they go by and they test, just like the gas pump, to make sure you're getting a gallon of gas. Not nine-tenths of a gallon, but you're getting a gallon of gas. All bags that are labeled, you know, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 2 pounds, 1 pound, there's that standard. Well, the Word of God is our standard. And so we must measure what we are witnessing taking place by the Word of God. And we all know, if you are a Christian and the Spirit of Christ lives in you, Romans 8, 9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So you have to have the Spirit of Christ to even be a Christian. Once the Spirit of Christ has a place of residence in your heart, you are now better able to understand what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean God will reveal every secret thing to you, because I've learned as a minister, as a pastor, there's been times God has revealed things to me, and that revelation demands I now deal with it. I now deal with it. See, Barr, going through the paperwork, going through all of this garbage, is getting a type of a revelation. Now that he knows, he must deal with it. And you see, now because he's dealing with it, the Democrats are saying, oh, politicalization. He's nothing but a Trump crony doing Trump's bidding. No, he's not. The truth is coming out. This was unjust. This was criminal. This was such an injustice. And if somebody doesn't step in and do the right thing, the injustice continues on and never wanes or never abates. It just continues on in perpetuity. And that's what's happening. And so now, because you get a just man, you know, a just man is always going to try his best to do what's right. That doesn't mean he's going to do it. He may be unable to do it. A circumstance may arise. But he says, you know, I want to do this. Or like the judge down there, you know, the lieutenant governor of Texas said, hey, I want to fine her $50 and said, hey, go home and make a living. Oh, no, that's not good enough. $7,000 fine, 7 days in jail. That's brutal. There's no compassion. God blesses compassion. I've learned in my life, if you have compassion when a situation, a circumstance arises, and you have the opportunity to show compassion, God will honor you. One of the men that prayed yesterday out there in the garden, now, he was a New Yorker. I forget how many properties he owned. And he forgave one rent for a certain amount of time. What did he do? He showed compassion. And I can see God multiplying his wealth. Because you see, when you do it to the least of these, Jesus said, you've done it unto me. See, we forget the simplicity of the principles of God. You know, we've helped people put in septic tanks. I bought last year, the lady's plane ticket to go to Europe. Her mother was dying, and she wouldn't take the money. I said, then don't write me ever again. Don't ever send another tithe or offering to me again. I said, because if you won't take God's money and go see your mother before she dies, I don't want no part of you. When we have an opportunity to show compassion, we are commanded of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says this, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. What does that mean exactly? When you have an opportunity, when God presents to you a scenario, a situation, or a circumstance, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto how many men? All men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You know, Sean Hannity is going to send a gift to Miss Luther and her 18 stylists. You see, that's compassion. You know, I'm sure Sean is a multimillionaire. He can afford to do that. But because God has given him that platform, and I hope and I pray that we all understand that it is God that has given us, when it's a righteous platform, but when it's an evil platform, that's the devil. I mean, MSNBC, CBS, All these, that's CNN. That's an evil platform. Because, see, the devil contends constantly with the righteous. That's why we're always in a battle. That's why we're always fighting. We're always fighting. We're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for our soul. We're fighting for the continuation of America as a nation. And what is so sad is these evil people who have all these platforms and bully pulpits and speakers and all of this stuff to create a greater volume. It's sad. It's tragic. Here's what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and a violent man perverting judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. I know that's King James, a little choppy right there, but God said, when you see the poor being oppressed, that's what that judge did to that lady in Dallas, Texas. He oppressed her. He's a violent man because he's perverting judgment. And he's perverting true justice. Solomon said, marvel not at that circumstance, that matter, that situation. For he, Elohim Jehovah, is higher than the highest. And the problem is, there are those, like that judge, who don't regard the highest judge. God is a judge. Abraham said to Elohim in Genesis 18, verse 25, shall not the judge of all the earth do that which is right? God is going to judge the quick and the dead. He's going to judge the wicked dead. God is a judge. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. It will be a day of justice. It will be a day of judgment. And that day will be for all the wicked dead. Himmler, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, all of these men. All of them. Now, they're dead. And if they didn't get it right with God, they're going to be raised from the dead. Their spirit will be brought from hell to the Great White Throne Judgment, and then cast into the lake of fire after their judgment. But see, they don't regard the highest power. They regard themselves as the authority. This is my court. And I've been in those kind of courts, and I'm sure you have too, Doug. You've seen that. This is my court. You know, this authoritarian. No compassion, no mercy, no grace, no love. You know, if I was a judge, I would be on my knees so much asking God. I'm affecting people's lives, maybe for the rest of their lives. God, help me, as Solomon said, help me to judge correctly, you know, because I'm fallible. That's the trouble with a human court. All men are fallible. And as a pastor, I had to make judgment calls in the church. Somebody went out into open sin, public sin, committed adultery, got drunk, and they, you know, maybe they sang, maybe they taught Sunday school. And I had to set them down, say, you need to take a sabbatical. You need a time of restoration in your life, et cetera, et cetera. I was always very, very gracious. And the reason being, I understand my fallibility. I understand I could do the same thing if it weren't for the grace of God. That's why we're told in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, or lest you also commit the same sin. And there's only one kind of person that's qualified to restore. Ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness. Now, meekness has never been weakness. Meekness is a beautiful temperament. I believe it's Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, said that Moses was the meekest man upon the face of the earth. And when those stiff-necked, hard-hearted, calloused Israelites would do crazy stuff, provoke God's anger and God's wrath, what did Moses do? Him and Aaron would fall down, prostrate themselves, and cry out to God for mercy. Mercy. Now, I admittedly, I don't have that temperament. You know, when I see the stiff-necked, calloused hearts of Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey, admittedly, I'm not going to lie. I have a problem with that. My temperament is not right to adjudicate those things because I see them as pure, unadulterated evil. They're evil people, and I don't like evil, and God does not like evil. But see, that's when our humanity gets in the way, and our judgment becomes skewed. You know, you got to have the right temperament, and regretfully, we don't see that much anymore in the land. But I thank God there's a day of divine accountability. When I was a young man, I used to wonder, you know, why God let people like Nancy Pelosi just tarry and tarry and tarry. I understand now, because as I've gotten to be the age I'm at, life is short. Life is so brief, but the brevity of life begs description. You were just a teenager in high school, and now you're drawing Social Security. Where did it go? Where did it go? So I've come to understand, you know, why God has allowed these people, because their lives are so short. Their lives are so temporal. So, you know, the Bible said one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. And so time with God is far different than our account according to time. But here's the great news. Romans 14, verse 11 says, "It is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow unto me, and every tongue shall confess unto God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Now, that's talking to the sinner and the saint. That's talking to the backslider and the lukewarm. It doesn't matter who you are. Every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess, and every one of us shall give account of himself to God. And you see, we know that God keeps records. God keeps records. I tell people, I'm going to make records today. God's going to put them in the record book, and then God will judge me in the Bema seat. For the believer, it's called the Bema seat. But we're still going to be judged according to our works. The wicked dead, they're going to be judged too. Revelation 20 and 13, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them." I said a moment ago that these people will be taken out of hell, and they'll be brought to the great white throne judgment. After they're judged, they'll be sentenced to the lake of fire. But it says, "And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works." So, I always try to do good. Sometimes that's hard. I'm not going to sit here and be self-righteous and say, "Oh, it's always easy." No, it's not always easy. It's hard sometimes. When you're done wrong, you know you're done wrong, and you just turn the other cheek and you move on. A lot of times in life, I've learned, just move on. Some people, it's hard to live in peace. It's hard to live in quietness. Because they're contentious. There are people who are contentious. That's their nature. And they're always trying to provoke you. Romans 12 and 18, Paul said, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." Well, sometimes to have that peace, you have to separate yourself from certain people. Because if you don't, you're going to live a life of a storm and a perpetual tempest. So if that person is removed from your life, now the calm, now the serenity, and well, don't break fellowship. If that's what it takes for you to have peace, then do it. I'm an advocate of that. Why? Because that's what my Bible tells me. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So we try. We want this to be possible. But sometimes, regretfully, some people won't allow it to be possible. Just like that guy in the courtroom. He never gave an opportunity for peace between him and the defendant, Miss Luther. He never allowed that. See, I tell businessmen all the time, you want to be a sharper, smarter, more prudent businessman? Read the book of Proverbs. You don't even have to be a Christian. But look at the profound wisdom that is in that book. Read it. If you will read it and just take, you know, a handful of the verses in Proverbs, you can't believe how much greater, how much more sharper you will be. For instance, Proverbs 28 and 9, I believe it is. 26 and 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. So if a man asks you a foolish, asinine, stupid question, we're told, don't answer him according to his folly. If you do, you're going to be just like him. You're going to be just as foolish as he is. I'll give you one more. Proverbs 26:17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ear. What does that mean? Somebody's over here gossiping, somebody's over here slandering, and they say, hey, Doug, let me tell you something. You're passing by, they want you to meddle with the strife, it doesn't belong to you. If you get involved in that, God says, you might as well take a dog by his ears and try that with a Japanese Akita and see how long your arm is after you get through grabbing him by the ears. You went from a 36 sleeve to a 32 sleeve on your shirt. But see, that's wisdom. Leave it alone. Just, oh, but I want to vent. I want them to know my two cents. Hey, don't worry about it. Move on. And as I said, Proverbs, such small phrases and statements that are so profound. You know, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron. Hanging around, having fellowship, embracing smart, sharp, spiritual people makes you smart and sharper, because iron sharpens iron. Now, you think about that. How smart man is in the natural to create one metal for one product or for one purpose, and then creates another metal to sharpen that metal. Now, they knew this thousands of years ago, metallurgy. They understood how to do, I think it was Tubal in Genesis 5 who knew how to do those things. But you put other things with the steel and to change its composition, and you can take that piece of metal and make another piece of metal sharper. So you hang around good people. And let me give you another little insight. And I've practiced this all my life. If you're the sharpest, smartest guy in your circle, you need to get out, because you've quit growing. It's like golf. I don't play like I used to, getting too old. But I learned early on, if I played with better guys, they demanded I play better. They made me focus. They made me concentrate. You play with hackers, you hack. You hang around smart, spiritual people, they will demand and they will elevate you. They will elevate. They will lift you up. You may not recognize it. You may not see it. I get letters all the time how much people have grown in 1 year listening to the voice of evangelism versus 30 years sitting in a church. They say, every time I turn you on, I learn something new. Well, I've embraced that idea in my own life. When I see a circle of 10 people and I realize I'm getting to be 8, 9, or 10th, I need to start looking for another circle, because I want to keep growing. I want to keep learning. I want to keep listening, because that's what makes you more prudent and have great wisdom in the end, as we go to the end of our lives. I want to encourage people to prepare for Christian persecution. Christian persecution is coming. Get ready for it. Prepare for it. It's on the way. You're seeing it. If a judge, and that lady, Miss Luther, she never professed to be a Christian. I don't know her life. But look at how he treated her. Can you imagine if she would have said, Your Honor, I'm a blood-bought, born-again child of God. That might have provoked him even more so. So you're going to witness more attack on Christianity. Trump sent the ship called the Comfort. Franklin Graham sent the Samaritan's Purse. That was a type of comfort and comforter. And you know what? New York said, we don't want it now. Get out of here, your bigoted, self-righteous viewpoints. Listen, Christians are just standing for what's right. It's not a viewpoint. It's the Word of God. I didn't come up with this. I didn't determine whatever sin was. God determined what sin was. I just believe what the Bible says. But I thought, now, Samaritan's Purse was a type of comfort, is gone. The comfort ship is gone. Let's see how well New York fares by driving away the comfort. Thirdly, everybody needs to prepare for crippling inflation. The whole world right now is printing money. They're printing money. So I want to encourage everyone to purchase every necessity that you think you might need as quickly as possible. If you go out today and you buy five bottles of shampoo or five bottles of deodorant or whatever, you're going to be saving money in the next year to 18 months. Bank of America has already said they're looking for $3,000 gold by 2021, which is 7 months from 2021. It may be late 2021, but they say prepare for $3,000 gold. Doug, you remember, you're old enough to remember the days of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, but I bought my first house. And the interest rate was like 18%. I thought, wow.
Yeah, and when it got down to 7 to 8%, everybody thought, man, that's a great interest rate.
Yep.
Well, now we're down to 3. So it only this is common sense stuff. I'm not trying to be some spiritual person pontificating here. I understand by looking and reading, we have to have inflation. You can't print all this money out of thin air, and every country's doing it. There's not a country that's not printing it. So it makes the dollar in your wallet worth less every day. So I want people to get prepared for inflation. Get everything that you think you might need. Who would have ever thought? You can't find a deep freezer. You can't find large screen television. You can't find toilet paper. I'm telling you, the Proverbs 27:12, a wise man foresees trouble coming and takes refuge. But the simple pass on and are punished. And I've shared that many times. The word punished there, it's not punitive. It means you suffer because you didn't get ready. Egypt did not suffer famine because of Joseph. God told him there are going to be 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. They put back 20% those 7 years. That got them through the 7 years of famine. That's wisdom. God gave Joseph the plan and the wisdom. God will give you wisdom. He'll give you revelation. He'll give you insight if you ask him. And, you know, when this thing hit, and I don't say this to be arrogant, we've not missed anything in our home as far as toilet paper or needing anything. I mean, I can honestly say, now the ministry's been affected, but as a person, I've not been affected at all. My life has continued right on because I'm ready. I'm prepared. I know these things are going to happen. And as the Lord put in my spirit several weeks ago, suddenly, unexpectedly, those are the things that's going to start happening. Suddenly and unexpectedly. Number four, war with China seems to be more inevitable by the day. Hong Kong, Taiwan will be a part of this forthcoming scenario and conflict. I could see this happening within the next decade. I just think if Donald Trump, and I hope and I pray and I believe he will be reelected, unless they steal the election, the reprieve will continue. But after that, I wouldn't bet on nothing. I wouldn't bet on anything because this was just a pause of globalism. Trump made so many profound statements early on. I'm the president of America. I'm worried about America's dollar. I'm worried about America's trade. That bothered these people. And see, China, they wanted the whole world hurt. They saw this was going to happen to them, so they said, hey, we'll let the whole world suffer with us. That's contention. And, you know, we don't always know the truth like Pompeo and Trump. And so, hey, they made Europe for war, and it's been prophesied by Henry Groover, by Dimitri Dudeman. So we know these things are coming. That's why I said I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I know when he gets here, I'll know. I'll see him. He'll do what the Bible says he will do, and I'll know who he is. These things, we don't know when they're going to take place. But prophetically, A.A. Allen, these men have seen the judgment of God upon America. Smithfield Foods is a wholly owned subsidiary of China. You hear all this talk about Smithfield, Smithfield, Smithfield. China owns it. They're helping to create the meat shortage. That's why I encouraged you last time, find you a slaughterhouse. Get on the internet, drive out in the country, go to a farm, say, hey, who kills pigs? Who kills cows? Who butchers them? And say, hey, find me somebody that'll sell me one. I'll pay them, and you'll pay the slaughterhouse the money, and it's not much. Use a couple $100 for them to wrap it, pack it. They'll put your hamburger in one-pound packages, two-pound packages, three-pound packages, however you want it. I just bought a half of beef about 6 or 7 weeks ago. I got a friend. I don't mess with cows anymore, but I have a friend who said, I'll always take care of you. I can go over there every Tuesday and get homemade sausage. So find these places. Do your legwork and get ready for that. And then, last but not least today, I want everyone that will to call the Attorney General's office. I got the number here. They got a comment line. This is the comment line number, 202-353-1555. That's Attorney William General, the Justice Department. That's the comment line. The comment line is 202-353-1555. Then you have the Justice Department main switchboard. You can call them. I'd love to see them get flooded. That number is 202-514-2000. Again, the main switchboard line for the Justice Department is 202-514-2000. Call them. Tell them you're a Christian. Tell them you believe in justice. And you're asking for the Attorney General to rightly divide the truth biblically. Let them know. Don't cower down on your Christianity. Ask him to please rightly divide the word of truth and mete out justice that is equal for all. Justice for all, no matter who they are. Let them know how you feel. I've learned a long time ago, the squeaky wheel is going to get the oil. But sometimes Christians become too passive. They become too passive. They just accept what's taking place. When if you'll stand up and say something, just like the Miss Luther, look how that hit the news. I mean, nobody knew her, but she was like a Rosa Parks. She said, I'm not going to apologize to your court. I'm trying to feed my family. She wasn't ugly. She wasn't hateful. She never used one curse word, but she stood for what was right. Let me say this. You don't even have to be a Christian to stand for what's right. You don't have to be a Christian. All Christians must stand for what's right, but you don't have to be a Christian to stand for what's right. A sinner can stand for what's right. They know 2 and 2 is 4. It's not 7. They know that. They got common sense. They got a brain, and they got a conscience. So I want to encourage people to call the Justice Department and in compassion, humility, encourage William Barr to do the right thing. You're a Christian. You believe in truth and justice for all. And ask him to oversee the justice in our land. You know, I was praying, I don't know, probably a year ago, and I was praying for justice. And I remember while on my knees, the Spirit prompted my heart. We have a Department of Justice, but God said there is no justice. You know why? We didn't have just people running the department. But I thought, wow, we got a department called the United States Department of Justice. And, you know, Doug, it's just not there anymore, is it?
Not at all. And I'm glad you said what you said. I've got the numbers written down, and folks, you can those numbers will be in the program description box at HagmanReportLive.com. And Pastor, what we saw from people standing up, making their voices heard. And I would, I do suspect that, well, in the case of Kansas City, Missouri, where the mayor demanded for churches to record the names of congregants, he has since dropped that demand based on the response from churchgoers, Christian churchgoers, who said, no, we're not going to do that. So this works. We have to, as Christians, stand up. And I was reminded, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that, you know, we call some of this civil disobedience, which it's not. It's obedience, but it's obedience to God.
That's right. And, you know, I want people to be careful about all these keyboard warriors. Don't let these people provoke you and put you in harm's way. You just do what's right. You call William Barr, you stand up, you just like that mayor. See how he backed down? Listen, the church is a mighty army. The true church of the living God is a mighty army. And the reason I say get ready for persecution is because that's what they did to the early church. They persecuted them to no end. They arrested them. They beat them. They tormented them. Why? They did not want to see Christianity evolve and become I hate to use the word religion because it's not a religion. It's a relationship. But they hated that. Even the Jewish people hated it because they wanted to abide and remain under the Mosaic law. But God changed the covenant, and they wanted to stop that. And listen, the church can make a difference, and I'm still believing for revival. I have fasted and prayed all my ministry. I don't feel like I have seen the fruit of what I have labored and toiled to bring forth. And so that's why I never lose hope. That's why I don't listen to all the perpetual negativity. I listen to some of it. I want to know what's going on. Just like you, Doug, I want to know the truth. I want to listen to what you've got to say. But some people are just negative, 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 negative. And that just shows me they're in bed with the liberal media, because that's what they're doing. But yet they'll say, well, but I'm a Christian. Well, then where's the encouragement? Where's the strength? Where's the uplifting, the exhortation? You know, negative all day long, brother, will cause anybody to eventually give up. And that's not the spirit of Christ in quitting or giving up.
Amen. And you inspire a lot of people, I know, from the feedback that I receive. Not only not give up, but to even double down in our efforts to do the will of God and to really do the right thing. And it's not that difficult, folks. And we can prevail, as we've seen, we can prevail. And this is not something that I say lightly. Pastor, thank you so very much. What a tremendous hour. Thank you. Thank you for all.
Thank you, and God bless.
All right, Pastor Langford.
Bye.
All right. Pastor Langford from thevoiceofevangelism.com. What a great message and much needed message. And, you know, folks, I ask you, please reach out to Pastor Langford. Send him an email. Let him know how important his time is. Let him know how what a good investment of time on this platform. All right? I appreciate that. Gonna be right back. Stay right where you're at. Network break.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, and if it's Friday, hey, by the way, Eric the Tech, it's Friday.
Again.
Does it matter?
I thought it was Friday yesterday.
Listen to him. Every day's a Friday, right? Or every day's a Monday. It doesn't matter, I suppose. I want to welcome you to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I tell you what, this hour, buckle up this hour. You know, some of the headlines that we're seeing today. Oh, my goodness. Record 103,415,000 Americans are not in the workforce. How about 20.5 million jobs vanish in April. You've got the bigger banks saying that, look, it's going to be a decade before things return to pre-virus levels. Notice the wording there, pre-virus, not pre-response to this, but pre-virus levels. Again, words are important, I believe. You've got the federal debt topping $25 trillion. The federal debt, you ready for this? $1 trillion. Now, wrap your mind around this. $1 trillion of debt was added in 28 days. I don't even know what this a trillion. How about a gazillion? I mean, why not? It's incredible. And then you see, and I'm telling you, I don't know what the impetus behind this is. All right. You've got bad people doing bad things all of the time, all over the world. But the Drudge Report and other media outlets. Now, look, I understand Drudge has been sold. It's not Matt Drudge, at least. Look, I don't know if he's got, has a controlling interest or say. But you see these media outlets pushing this racial divide. Big, big splash yesterday and today on the Drudge Report. A father and son were charged with hunting a black man. And they posted a video. This happened in Georgia, and the subheadline and other headlines include Georgia took months to make arrests and the murder shocks the nation. You may not have ever heard of it. Look, I'm not saying it's right, and certainly I'm saying it's absolutely wrong. But do you, folks, do you understand the mainstream media's push to incite racial hatred and racial violence? Again, what these individuals did is despicable. If the information we are being given is accurate, it's despicable and it's uncalled for. But do you see the way it's being presented to us? We're being gamed every single day. We are being gamed. Now, what's the solution to that? You heard the first hour. The first hour today of inspiration by Pastor David Langford, thevoiceofevangelism.com. And please reach out to him, send him an email. Let him know how much you value his time. And speaking of correcting misinformation, providing real information as well as inspiration from a biblical and Christian point of view, is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Let me ask you a question. What better way can you think of a better company than a Christian managed company like healthmasters.com? That's healthmasters.com, providing you with the quality supplements, nutritional supplements, to boost your immune system, to make it so your immune system can fight off any kind of virus, strengthen it. Well, there it is, healthmasters.com. And they've even sweetened the pot a little bit more, HR5, as the promo code at checkout on non-sale items. HR5 for 5% off. Isn't that great? So, And you want the truth? HealthMasters just does not only provide nutritional supplements, the best out there. Austin, along with his father, Ted, have a father and son radio show that airs every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, weekdays, every weekday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the Global Star Satellite Radio Network. If you go to healthmasters.com, catch these shows, listen to them. I do. It's required listening here in the studio. And bookmark the Health Masters website. But do yourself a favor. get the high quality nutritional supplements, even if you could only pick one, the ultimate multiple powder capsule, whatever it might be, chewable. That's the one I recommend if you can only get one. But I know you can get more. I know. Healthmasters.com. It's got my seal of approval. And I can't make any medical claims except to say I do know that pre-Healthmasters, my blood sugar levels, my levels of all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, I got like, you know, a ream of paper of how bad I was. And after some, tweaks and recommendations by Healthmasters and taking Healthmasters supplements, it's like a new person. The doctor said, what'd you do? And told him. With that, I want to bring on Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Austin, thanks for joining me.
Doug, always a privilege to be on the show, sir. Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
Good. I didn't mean to drag out the introduction, but I think it's important because we're getting hit with so much misinformation, disinformation. We don't know who in the heck to believe. You turn the alternative media, as it's called, on. What do you believe? I mean, who do you trust? Well, I can trust you. I can trust you and your dad. Hopefully people can trust us. So thank you.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the level of disinformation and lying that we see on a regular basis. I mean, just again, yesterday, CBS got busted for going into a hospital and getting all the RN nurses and doctors, well, not all of them, but a large portion of them, to get out and get in their car and line up around the building in their vehicles so they could videotape that they had these long lines and everybody was getting tested because there was only like three or four cars there to get tested. ABC's done this repeatedly. They've gotten busted doing this. The same thing with playing the video over and over again from the French hospital and claiming that it was New York. The same thing when the Syrian-Turkish conflict was going on last year and they're blasting videos of the 2017 Knob Creek machine gun shootout in Kentucky. And they played that footage and said it was a Turkish invasion of Syria with all these tracer rounds and miniguns and machine guns and explosions. This is a regular thing. And those are the things that they've just gotten flat out busted on with their hand in the cookie jar. That's the irony about it. So if you know those things they get busted on, you can't believe them. It's like Dad used to always tell me. One thing he used to always tell me when I was growing up, he said, two things, son, that I do not tolerate as a father. He goes, pretty much anything else I can work through with you. If you make mistakes, if you do stupid stuff, I can help you out or I'll show you what to do so you can help yourself out. He said, but two things I don't tolerate. One is disrespect and the second one is lying. He said, because if you lie to me once and you continue to lie to me again, you can never be trusted and nobody else can ever trust you. So it doesn't matter if something really is going on that's truthful. You've lied multiple times. So how in the world do I not know that you're not lying to me again? And that's so true what we've seen in the mainstream media. And if, for example, like what we've seen in Georgia, the video that we've seen, it's a horrific incident. I personally believe the incident was horrific. I don't know the backstory to all this. I know they allegedly said that they saw this kid on camera in a theft or robbery or burglary, and they thought they saw him again. First off, there's no justification to go chase somebody down that's unarmed with firearms in the middle of the street when they're running away from you. There is no legal precedent for that. That being said, I have no idea the backstory of this at all. I really don't. Does it look like they should be charged for first-degree murder? Yes, it does. Do I know all the facts? No, I don't. I wasn't there. But one thing that is a fact is that the mainstream media is blatantly pushing this video now and pushing this entire story when it happened almost 2 months ago. And not only that, the irritating part about it is to me is this. They're intentionally showing it on every single media outlet for one reason and one reason only, to stoke up as much racial tension as they can. This being said, reason and why. There are incidences like this that happen every single day in Chicago, Illinois. The shooting incidences and the homicide rates in Chicago with black-on-black crime are through the roof. Every single day, every single week, every single month. I don't even have the current weekly numbers with me, but it's always in the dozens of shootings, usually at least singular double-digit homicide deaths with shooting. And they're almost all gang-related activity, almost all violent as far as on back and forth on that. But yet you literally do not ever hear about it in the mainstream media. Why? Because it doesn't go along with the narrative. Now, people are already mad about what's going on with COVID-19. People are already waking up and getting stoked up because they're sick of their government intruding on their God-given rights. They're already a powder keg in the country. So what do we do now? Now we start playing a video over and over and over and over and over again of an isolated incident that happened in Georgia, which is a horrific incident. And I mean, if these guys really did commit this crime in the way they're saying it, they need to have the fullest extent of the punishment. There is no question about that. But to sit there and stoke it up when there's already so much tension in the country is borderline ludicrous. Should it be brought up? Absolutely. Should people know about it? Yes. But to sit there and try to focus on it as the sole narrative that's going on right now when we have people getting arrested all over the country for simply doing minor things because the government has told them you can't do it because we are basically God on earth now is how they're acting. For instance, we saw now that the governor of Texas finally had to step in and release the salon owner from jail because the judge wouldn't do it, even after the attorney general told him to do it. And so the governor came out and signed an executive order yesterday that said anybody currently now or in the future or in the past is to be released or pardoned or whatever if they've been arrested for violating a stay-at-home order. He's had to do that now because the judges had begun so drunk with power, and a lot of these mayors and sheriff's departments, similar to the one we had in Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, who arrested the individual over in Tampa for keeping his store open for basically walk-up pickups, and the sheriff's department, no, you cannot. He did it, and now basically the prosecuting attorney completely dropped it. I talked about it last week. These are the things that are going on right now that people need to be addressing as far as real incidences that are occurring right now. Now, I'm not saying this incident in Georgia was not real, was not horrific, and the families are not going to be scarred for the rest of their life. But what I'm saying is, on a total aggregate, the media needs to be bringing this stuff up. For instance, remember I told you guys, basically, that they were starting to work on numerous things they could do to start reducing free speech with YouTube, with Google, everything. They've been doing it now all across the internet. Well, now, San Antonio, Texas, apparently they're so concerned about what people say, not concerned about freedoms, not concerned about the First Amendment, not concerned about civil liberties. They're so concerned in San Antonio about offending people. The San Antonio City Council has now unanimously passed a resolution that declares terms such as Chinese virus and Kung Flu virus to be considered hate speech now. They said now San Antonio officials have declared such language to be legitimate hate speech. And the article that went out, and I quote, resolution being voted on by San Antonio City Council this morning labeled terms Chinese virus and Kung Flu virus as hate speech. And all persons are encouraged to report any anti-Semitic, discriminatory, or racist incidents to the proper authority for investigation. So what's crazy now is the council is more concerned about words. But people being released from jail like violent felons, that's fine. They need to get released because, you know, it's for their safety. And people paddleboarding in California need to be arrested because they're out in the water by themselves on a paddleboard. And at the same time, we see facilities like churches and local mom and pop stores be forcibly shut down by the sheriff's departments until they're non-essential. Church is non-essential. They say church is non-essential. But if you want to go to Planned Parenthood and get an abortion right now, oh, it's wide open. You're welcome. Come get an abortion, as many as you like. Oh, liquor stores? Buy as much liquor as you want right now. You're free to drink as much as you want, get as many abortions as you want, because those are essential. But it's not essential to go to church, and it's not essential for small mom-and-pop businesses or like the Texas salon lady to be able to run her business so she can feed her family. And what's so idiotic about this, I was having a discussion about this with a physician the other day about the beaches, and he said closing the beaches is one of the absolute dumbest things you can possibly do. He said not only the antimicrobial effects of the salt, you have the sun, which causes the body to manufacture D3. D3 is an incredibly strong antiviral in the body. It is the building block of the immune system. He goes, on top of that, they've shown that going to the beach reduces anxiety and depression. On top of that, they've shown all the minerals like manganese and magnesium and et cetera in the salt water and in the ocean are incredibly healthy for you. On top of that, swimming is the number fourth exercise in the entire United States. It's incredibly good because it's a non-impact. You're basically, it's anti-gravity. You can swimming and cardiovascular exercise. So why are they saying you could go to Costco, Walmart, any of these places as much as you want, basically be around everybody, buy all the essential elements you want, go to the liquor store, buy as much as you want, go to Planned Parenthood, get as many abortions as you want, but you can't go to the beach and stay healthy. And speaking of that with D3, what's interesting about this is a research article that came out now that they're doing more and more research on. Nobody has talked about this yet. And this is something that's frustrating because as we see, we saw vitamin C, numerous research studies in China and in New York showing intravenous and oral doses of vitamin C and microdosing vitamin C throughout the entire day did wonders to reduce the severity of COVID-19. They also showed that people were able to get off ventilators faster when they had vitamin C doses in the hospital. We've also seen that many supplements like curcumin, resveratrol are all help control cytokine storms, which is what COVID-19 does, which has caused people to die. Those are research facts. Curcumin, especially turmeric and resveratrol, are incredibly good. We also know things like oregano oil are very, very good as far as viral, antiviral. Now, of course, you can't claim that those are going to cure anything, obviously, but they still are different options that you can get out. And the big one that they refuse to talk about, Fauci won't talk about it, Trump won't talk about it, mainstream media won't talk about it, nobody will talk about it, is vitamin D. A new article that just came out from Vitamin D, basically in the middle of April, and it is titled, I'm going to put it right here, I have it on the website if you want to look at it. It's titled, Evidence That Vitamin D Supplementation Could Reduce the Risk of Influenza and COVID-19 Infections and Death. That's the title of it. That vitamin D3 could reduce the risk of infections and death of COVID-19. Now, it's interesting because anytime you bring up a research article like this, the doctors that are pushing the mass vaccinations and pushing the mass quarantines go, oh, that's undocumented. That's unsubstantiated. There hasn't been enough clinical research on that. And they're the same ones that are saying, hey, we need to have an RNA vaccine that normally takes 3 to 10 years for approval rushed in Operation Warp Speed to have in the United States by the end of the year. When you know, even from scientific research for the last 120 years, vaccines do not work that fast as far as in research studies and cannot be proved effective and safe that short of research. Cannot be done. They've never been able to find out the long-term effects of a vaccine by testing it for 6 months in a small control group. Yet we know vitamin D is essential. It's crucial. It's crucial in the body. And we've seen for years now that there's been vitamin D deficiencies in the body. The interesting part, here's part of the abstract on this. The vitamin D supplementation could reduce the risk of COVID-19 infections and death. And part of it here says this article reviews the role of vitamin D in reducing the risk of respiratory tract infections. Knowledge about the epidemiology of influenza and COVID-19 and how vitamin D supplementation might be a useful measure to reduce risk. Vitamin D deficiency has been found to contribute to acute respiratory distress symptom, meaning if you're low in vitamin D, this is something that contributes to it. And that case fatality rates increase with age, both of which are associated with lower D concentration. To reduce the risk of infection, it is recommended that people at risk of influenza or COVID-19 consider taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 daily for a few weeks to rapidly raise D concentrations. For treatment of people who've been affected with COVID-19, higher vitamin D doses might be useful. This is a bombshell, Doug. It's something that Ted and I have been talking about for the last decade on the importance of vitamin D, and nobody has even whispered it in the mainstream media, let alone the COVID-19 specialists, pros, whatever you want to call them, the little bobblehead Fauci on the podium all the time. Nobody will talk about this. Vitamin D is crucial to the body, and now they're starting to see, and a few very, very, very small research studies, I'm trying to get more information on it, they're starting to find when they draw blood and they actually do vitamin D tests on individuals that have been severely hospitalized and on ventilators and have died of COVID-19, almost invariably all of them have had low levels of vitamin D. And it's funny, for years, doctors have always said, oh, vitamin D, you don't want to take more than a couple hundred IUs because it can get D3 toxic. I've personally experimented with blood work on myself with vitamin D dosage, taking all the way up to 40, 50, 60,000 IUs of vitamin D. I'm not recommending you take that high of a dosage. I personally did it because I wanted to see how quickly I could get my D3 concentrations up, naturally with vitamin D3 supplementation and check blood levels on a regular basis. And I found that I took almost 50,000 IUs for weeks on end, and I still never got into the danger range as far as of too high of vitamin D. And I continued to monitor it even after I tapered down my dosage, and I not once got to that range. So the ideology that you can become vitamin D3 toxic by taking 10,000 IUs once a day is an asinine context. Now, depending on body size, weight, obviously certain variables can play a role in that, but I personally found in myself there's no way to do that, because the problem is majority of people nowadays, they're not outside. They're inside. We're on Skype. We're inside right now. Now, even more people are inside. They're not leaving their house because the government's told them they can't. They're not going to the beaches and getting D3. So in turn, we have our immune systems being pushed down, people not getting the actual bacteria and virus exposure that we're designed to have on a regular basis. They're scrubbing down with antimicrobial soap and bleach every single day, washing their hands every 30 seconds with hand sanitizer, which is not healthy either, because you're designed to have natural bacteria that we spread back and forth and that your body basically uses and fights off and so forth. And all of these things, now let's tell your body they have to wear face masks to reduce their O2 consumption on a regular basis. Let's add that on top of it. So in turn, in reality, it's almost like they're intentionally trying to reduce everybody's immune system. Now, I'm not saying don't use proper sanitation guidelines. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying be cautious when you go out in public. I'm not saying if you're elderly and you have autoimmune disorders or health complications to not stay at home. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is use your brain on who's actually telling you this information. Don't just parrot what CNN or Fauci says on a regular basis. Read your own articles. Do your own research. When you have seven accredited doctors put out an article titled Vitamin D Supplementation and Reducing the Risk of COVID-19 Infections and Death, that's a big giant flag to me that we really need to go back and address vitamin D intake on a regular basis, Doug.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. I can verify, okay, the vitamin D levels a couple of years ago, and this Health Masters plays a role in this. A couple of years ago, my wife, who's got arthritis really bad and who's got situations, had her vitamin D levels tested by blood, and they prescribed this synthetic vitamin D for her, okay? And I think I spoke with her dad. And anyway, long story short, put it, you know, don't take that. Don't take that. Go ahead and take our vitamin D, which is, would you call it natural, right? I mean, it's,
okay.
I don't
know. Oh, absolutely. It's based from lanolin, from sheep's wool.
Right.
It's a very bioactive form of D3. And so your body uses it just like it would from the D3 conversion from the sun. Yes, you're exactly right. A lot of these synthesized D3, now they're better than taking absolutely nothing. Yes, no doubt. But the effects they have and the absorption and the bioavailability is massively decreased when you're dealing with synthetic vitamin D. And so, and that's why it's so funny, because we've gotten, Ted and I have gotten so much flack over the years when we came out with the D3 10,000 with K2. Now the K2 we add in there to basically increase the bioavailability and reduce the risk of it basically plaquing the arteries. That's one issue if you look at vitamin D. If you take too high of dosages and you don't add K2 to it, it can increase the issues as far as with plaquing in the arteries. So K2 is crucial. That's why we put that formula together. And people would hound us. We got so many emails, 10,000 IUs is way too much. And I said, yeah, if you are a lifeguard and you sit on Daytona Beach for 12 hours a day and bake in the sun, you probably don't need any vitamin D3 supplementation. That's a fact. You really don't. But how many of us are 18-year-old lifeguards on Daytona Beach that work 12 hours a day, 5 days a week? I don't know any of them. So
yeah, we haven't seen the sun since last, I think, August. I'm not sure. You know, it's snowing.
Yeah.
Snowed today. But anyway, just to finish that story, in fact, a pamphlet, you mentioned plaque, a pamphlet came with that artificial vitamin D and warned my wife about hardening of the arteries. And I don't remember that. I'm paraphrasing. So anyway, after a month of D3 K2 therapy, retested her blood, and the doctor thought, okay, she was taking the synthetic vitamin D, retested her blood, and he was amazed at the difference. Anyway, I think it might have been 45 days or 40 days. I don't know. It was a little over a month. but amazed at the, you know, what that vitamin D did. And then, of course, disclosing, hey, wait a minute. No. It's not synthetic vitamin D, which is like 50. I don't know. It was some insane number because they had to compensate for the artificial, the
right.
synthetic nature. Anyway. So folks, that's a lesson, I think. And I've been taking the D, vitamin, D2K3. Is that right? D3K2? Whatever.
D3K2. Yep. That's the digit that we show on there.
Okay. And I'll tell you something. It does make a difference, especially when you don't see, you live up in the, I don't know, the Arctic Circle or something, and you don't see the sun for months on end. And, so thank you for doing that. And folks, look, save yourself a lot of money. I mean, I think the synthetic was pretty costly. If I remember correctly, that was a couple of years ago. So that's part of our daily regimen. And thank you for our weekly regimen. I think she takes it 3 times a week or whatever you recommend. So thank you for that.
No, absolutely, Doug. And this is what I've been trying to encourage all my local friends, a lot of my Patriot friends. We have to stay healthy right now. A group of individuals that may be well banded together but are incredibly sick can't do much of anything. I say that all the time, but I'm reiterating that. It's important you stay healthy right now. We are in a serious information war because we're being lied to on a regular basis. We're being told that the only option for this COVID-19 is a vaccine that doesn't exist yet, but it's going to be forcibly mandated. From what I'm reading, that's pretty much where this is going. Everything I've been reading is that they're pushing for a forcible mandate. And now we have this new bill. I'm sure you saw this, Doug. This was grossly troubling to me. It's on congress.gov. You can pull it up. It's H.R. 6666. This is not conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is speculating. This is a very true congressional bill that has 45 co-sponsors. 45 co-sponsors, and it was just introduced the beginning of May 1st, literally 1 week ago. And it is titled COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone, the TRACE Act. Now that already in of itself sounds ominous. Contacting everyone? I don't want to be contacted. Don't bother me. I don't need to talk to you. You don't need to come to my house and test me for COVID-19. I don't need to explain myself to you. I don't need to tell you my regimen. I don't want to speak to any government officials. I'm perfectly healthy and I stay perfectly healthy, probably because of the massive amount of vitamin C and D3 I take on a regular basis. But what's troubling about this bill, the beginning of it, what it states basically is it's to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, listen to this, this is the kicker, Doug, and as necessary at individuals' residences and for other purposes. What they are saying in this bill here is that if this bill goes through, they are granting the government, essentially FEMA and whoever FEMA designates and gives grants to mobily have units that drive around, test you, go to your home, and I'm assuming is what this is basically saying, force entry onto you, because it says in the act, the Contacting Everyone Act, meaning if they don't make contact with you or you force them not to be able to make contact with you, they're going to bar you pretty much from doing everything. They're going to blacklist you. Now, what's even creepier about this bill is if you go all the way to the back page of the bill, you always go to the back of the bill. The end of the bill is always the gray because then you find out where all the cash goes. It goes in here, the authorization of appropriations for fiscal year 2020, $100 billion in federal grants to be available. Such sums may be necessary for each of fiscal 2021 and any subsequent fiscal year, $100 billion, Doug, minimum each year to go to COVID-19 mobile unit testings all around the country and to basically violate people's rights to privacy and health and tell them they have to mandatorily test you. Now, what goes on to this, and this is what they're talking about, mobile health units. This is the term in the intro of that, what they're discussing.
Yeah.
What they're going into mobile health units, and basically if you read into what it is, and then you see the grants that have already been given to universities. So follow me here. University of Southern California, Emory University and University of Texas Health Science have now received federal grants to create mobile apps for contact tracing the novel coronavirus. The system will track a person's real-time location and symptoms and calculate a person's COVID-19 risk score. They want to start giving every single person in the country a COVID-19 risk score. How do you get a COVID-19 risk score? Glad you guys asked. Here's how you find out. In other instances, people that have been assigned a high personal risk score may need to stay at home. Essentially, what the plan is to monitor people's locations and have people update when they have been tested positive or negative for COVID-19. It will also alert you on your phone based on your location if you're entering an area that someone has tested positive for COVID-19 for. If you essentially go to too many places or come in contact with too many people that have allegedly had COVID-19 or have not tested negative or have not received their COVID-19 vaccine, your COVID risk score goes up. Meaning, if you're around your friends or family and you have a high risk score, your family is going to have a high risk score. It literally parrots the social credit score of communist China that they've been working on implementing for the last 4 years now. And remember, Chinese social credit score has already blacklisted more than 13 million citizens as untrustworthy. They've also blocked 23 million Chinese citizens from traveling by train or plane. And then on top of that, we've seen that Apple and Google already announced they're working on separate Bluetooth applications to provide the contact tracing of coronavirus people using smartphone location data. So what they're doing is they're going to go through and they're going to track everybody's phone. So it's going to be a live feed. When your phone comes in contact with another person's phone, it's going to ping, 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 ping. It's going to ping all over the place every single day. So when those people have a high COVID-19 risk score, it's going to ping that you are close to them. So what it's essentially going to do is if you don't properly socially distance yourself from people that have high risk scores, you are in turn going to have a high risk score. And you want to bet what's going to be on that high risk score list of things you can't do? Go to work. Go to church, go to the mall, go to school, pretty much do anything that you need to do, you're going to get blacklisted. And I had somebody a couple weeks ago when I already started to bring this up, they said, oh, no, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen. They're not going to bring this out. They're not going to do the Chinese medical model. Guys, they've already put together the HR 6666 on the congressional floor with 45 co-sponsors that blatantly list to have mobile health units and as necessary enter individuals' residences and for other purposes. The problem with this bill, Doug, it is so stinking vague, open-ended, and ominous, you literally can interpret anything you want out of this bill. If you're FEMA or if you're national emergency or if you're the president, whatever you are, you can interpret it any way you want and pretty much expand on it any way you see fit as long as it falls under the COVID-19 emergency. That's it. Blanket immunity, blanket check, anything you want to do, they can pretty much do. And so I've been just ranting about this today. I was so frustrated once I've seen this bill. And again, it hit the floor 7 days ago. It just came out. And hardly anybody has been talking about it except for a lot of alternative media. But again, mainstream media had brought it up. What do they want to talk about? They want to talk about Michael Flynn. They want to talk about Donald Trump and Fauci. They want to talk about this incident in Georgia. Granted, the incident in Georgia is a horrific incident, but these are the things that should be getting brought up.
Absolutely. Why are we
having, exactly. You know, that's the problem that I'm having with a lot of this stuff right now.
And thank you for bringing this up because, first of all, contact tracing. Let's not even call it that. I know James Corbett from the Corbett Report.
That's the happy name.
Yeah, it's the truly the panopticon of surveillance. This is a grid surveillance. So what I would urge everyone to do is if you have a smartphone, you know what? Get one of those block it pocket devices, things, mm-hmm. Okay, or wrap your phone up in, I don't care, 18 layers of foil or something, or put it in the microwave. I mean, but you know what? Don't. Carry it around, but use it only for emergencies. And you know, it's interesting because the phones are instrumental in this so-called contact tracing. But if you, and even if they're turned off, they work. If all of the companies are going to that, model where it doesn't matter, you could turn the phone off, it'll still, geolocate you.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, we cannot afford. And by the way, you know, this is also parallel on a parallel track with the vaccination. Roll up your sleeve. And you're too young. Well, you weren't even born yet, I don't think. In 1976, this big commercial, this campaign, the media campaign, get your swine flu vaccinations. And they even had celebrities saying, oh, I got mine. Or, you know, people, Mike Wallace did a 60 Minutes piece when it was 60 Minutes, when it was good, you know, talking about the commercial itself and people, the announcer saying, well, celebrities like Mary Tyler Moore got it and the swine flu vaccination. When in turn, she never got it and she never authorized her name to be used. So this is how we were being hosed. And I'll stop it right there. But look, this is a big deal. And by the way, I'm going to die from lead poisoning. I'm not going to allow me or any member of my family to die from or be affected by unauthorized or unapproved vaccinations.
Oh, I completely agree with you. I mean, there's no doubt about it that, I mean, we see what's going on right now. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was President Gerald Ford that basically authorized Operation Warp Speed. And what's ironic you bring that up is Operation Warp Speed that we just instituted with an executive order with Donald Trump to have this COVID-19 vaccine brought to us by the end of the year at any cost, blank check. That was the exact same order that Gerald Ford put in 1976 for the swine flu vaccine to be produced immediately. And I was not born. You're 100% right. I was not born when that happened. However, I heavily researched it. And we found that basically so many people started coming down with so many different symptoms, including dying and becoming paralyzed from it, that the states halted it and immediately stopped doing it because, I mean, it was an abysmal failure. It was absolute travesty what happened. And the problem that you start seeing with this is that when you start allowing pharmaceutical companies to get these multi-billion, $100 million-plus contracts to produce these vaccines, they're going to try to pump them out. That's the thing about it. The government, I think we just saw the other day, I read an article that we just put out filled $200 million bids, contracts for needles and syringes for this COVID-19, basically, mass vaccination campaign. We just did it. It was like 25 million for one and like 80 something million for another one for needles and syringes. They're getting ready to implement this. They're not spending this much money on vaccines and implementing Warp Speed and all these things they're doing to put a vaccine and throw it in the freezer and say, hey, guess what? We got them here now. If we ever need them, we may bring them out. The troubling part about this to me is what is going to be in this vaccine? That is a question that I've asked for years. People say, are you anti-vaccine? No, I'm not just anti-vaccine. I understand to some degree the virology aspect of it and what you can do basically to stimulate the immune system from some certain pathogens. I understand how vaccines work. So I'm not this, oh my God, every single vaccine is bad. Nothing should ever be used. What I am is I'm anti-dirty vaccine. I'm anti having vaccines with formaldehyde and polyascorbate 80 and squalene and aluminum. And the big one that I'm really diametrically opposed to is the aborted fetal tissue. The fact that they demand you take your children, your healthy young children, and inject them with aborted fetal tissue is one of the biggest travesties. And not just that, it is so sadistic to me to take children and execute them via Planned Parenthood and all these other abortion centers and then sell that tissue to vaccine pharmaceutical companies and allow them to use it to culture and create these vaccines and then force the children and the next generation to be injected with that DNA. That's so sick to me. And when you actually bring that up to people and you show them where it says it on the list, and there's different names they have for it, and say, hey, here it is. I mean, it's open knowledge. That's the thing. I've had people arguing that they do not. The MMR vaccine does not have aborted fetal tissue. And they'll stomp up and down. They'll pout. They'll get all mad. And I'm like, it does. No, it doesn't. You're a liar. I'm like, no, it does. Just look. And I'll pull it up on my phone, the screenshots of the insert in the vaccine that show the ingredient list. And then you say, hey, here it is. Look at what it is. Pull it up. There it is, aborted fetal tissue. oh, well, that's not right. That's fake news. I'm like, it's not fake news. Merck and Pfizer, all these guys that have been manufacturing these drugs, they put it on there. It's not, they don't try to hide it. They put it in plain sight. And that's the issue we've run into, is the normalcy bias now with a lot of the population has gotten so bad that they don't believe this could ever happen. But the thing that we're starting to see now, and a lot of the populace is waking up, and I know you're seeing this too now, Doug. We talked to a lot of people. Yesterday, Dad and I stopped by Chipotle's, wanted to grab some food on the way back from Lakeland. Firefighter pulled up, a firefighter F-150, like basically patrol. And he pulled up beside us, and we had our window down. We were actually eating in the truck because they didn't have the inside open, but you could still go in and get food. And we talked to him for a second. Dad asked him, he's like, what do you think about this whole thing? And the firefighter said, well, you know, we've gotten lots of calls. We're getting called all the time. And he's like, well, what's the main thing? Is this all COVID-19? And he kind of looked at us and he looked around and he goes, the issue that we're running into is that COVID-19 is the same symptoms as pretty much every other sickness, including COPD, flu. And he goes, all those things go around on a regular basis. So now we're getting calls every single day for people that start coughing or get a headache or get shortness of breath because they think they have COVID-19. And Ted goes, well, what do you think about the $13,000 in Medicare per COVID-19 patient? And the firefighter looked at him and he goes, you saw the video too, didn't you? And Dad goes, yeah. And he goes, something doesn't add up. There is some hanky-panky going on. That's what he said verbatim. There is hanky-panky going on, which I thought was an interesting comment to make about it. But you can tell he's awake. Even people that may are like, this and that, people are starting to realize something isn't right. People are getting sick. Yes, people are dying. People die every single day. Is this virus bad? Yes. Is it affecting people that are very, very sick? Horribly bad. Is it affecting people that are healthy? Yes, in some cases it is. But is it also being used as a distraction to shut down the entire economic engine of the world by bringing in a totalitarian government that says in what we can and can't do? Slaves ask permission. Free men do not have to ask permission. They do not have to ask permission to travel freely unmolested on their way. They do not have to ask permission to operate business legally. They do not have to ask permission to get in their vehicle and go to the store. They don't have to ask permission. Slaves ask permission. Inmates ask permission. Those are the people that ask permission, and that's exactly what they're turning everybody into through fear and propaganda. And we've seen it in almost every single country that's been taken over by the banking cartel. Every single time they use fear and propaganda, and that is exactly what is happening right now, Doug.
You know, I just want to say one thing about contact tracing because it speaks to what you just said. But it's a big deal. When you look at all of the states, and now the states are rolling this out independently and individually, the contact tracing.
Yep.
And so the very people who created this fake pandemic, and I say that because what the fake aspect of it are the faulty statistics, the media fear mongering, and the worst of the propaganda. They're pushing this total surveillance and protect us. Now, when you look at who is behind this and you're starting to see them roll out this army of what I would call brown shirts, enforce this contact tracing or to conduct this contact tracing. But when you start going back, guess who is really providing the initiatives and the assets? It's the Clinton Global Initiative. Oh my goodness. And then you take another step back and then you got Gates and you got it's right there in front of us. And then you pair that up with the HR 6666 bill, which addresses and establishes federal contact tracing.
Yep.
Are we that ignorant, blind, naive, or whatever? So this is why, I'm going to say this, folks, look, healthmasters.com, please, HR5 is a coupon code. You need to make sure you are like just as the best you can be physically. Well, I'm not yipping about healthmasters.com. Okay. Because I'm getting paid to do so. No, I am saying that if you care about this enough to talk about it, then you should care enough to make sure you're as best you can be physically with your immune system. And healthmasters.com is the place to go. That's because we care. And I want to tell you something, Ted and Austin, and they care about all of us. So thank you very much. HR5 coupon code, good until Monday. So order your supplements now. Ultimate Multiple, a step toward fighting or building your immune system, as well as D3, K2, and C and B. Get them all. Healthmasters.com, HR5. I just wanted to throw that in there while I had the opportunity, Austin. I appreciate what you guys do. I really do, as well as the informational aspect on your daily program. So go ahead, sir.
Oh, and thank you, Doug. And I mean, and that's what I've continued to tell everybody is, even if you don't want to listen to me, do your own research. Then that's fine. If you want to go do your own research, I encourage people to go do their own research. But please don't discount the information that we've talked about with D3 and vitamin C and what it does for immune system. Listen, even if you don't want to buy it from me, please just get some from somebody. I mean that sincerely. If we can maintain a healthy patriot community, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. 100%. We are in this fight right now, whether we want it or not. Now, we can pretend that we're just going to sit around and everything's going to be hunky-dory and it's just all going to happen and everything's going to go perfect. And the problem is, what's the backup plan? I always have contingencies for everything. Now, we're not supposed to live in a fear, but of love and of sound mind. And I always add in there preparedness. God expects us to prepare. He expects us to take care of ourselves. It's like when people say, oh my gosh, I don't know why God gave me cancer. Well, he doesn't know why you ate chips and hot dogs and Twinkies and ding dongs for the last 50 years of your life. Now, I'm not saying those are the only ways you get cancer, but what I'm saying is, you have to take care of your body. If we know there's something going around, if we know it's probably some type of manipulated bioweapon. We've already seen that now from Judy McAvester with Dr. Judy when she started talking about it would be virtually impossible for this virus to do what it did naturally from human or from animals to humans. It was almost impossible to do so. It had to be some type of tweaking in a lab, if not more. We know that now. So if we know that, keep your immune system safe, stand up for your rights, stay prepared, and get yourself ready. Now, one article that I wanted to bring up, and a lot of people have asked me about it because I talked about it on my show today, and I didn't get to talk about it a lot. This is something that I brought up 2 years ago, and I warned everybody it was not what we were going to think it was. About 2 years ago, if you remember, when Donald Trump signed the memorandum telling Attorney General Jeff Sessions to propose regulations to declare bunk fire stocks illegal. ATF tried to do it multiple times, but they never had the green light to be able to legally change law retroactively. We are now seeing the consequences of that law being done by ATF, not grandfathering in bump fire stocks, but banning bump fire stocks. They claim that bump fire stocks actually changed the mechanism of the firing trigger, the firing pin, and the trigger system of the weapon, which is a lie. I've used bump fire stocks. I own numerous firearms. I've never even had a bump fire stock because I didn't care for them that much because they weren't that accurate. But I've used other ones that my friends have had in the past before they were banned. The thing that they're doing now, a federal judge in Nevada has now allowed a lawsuit to move forward that alleges semi-automatic AR-15s can be considered machine guns because they can be readily converted to fully automatic weapons using bump fire stocks that were previously legal and easily accessible. This is bizarre. Now, I hope this doesn't go much further, but they already tried to get it dismissed. Colt and Daniel Defense tried to get this dismissed, and the judge is allowing it to proceed forward now. The suit is being brought against several gun manufacturers and dealers, including Colt and Daniel Defense, by a family of a woman killed in the Las Vegas shooting in 2017. U.S. District Judge Andrew allowed the suit to move forward based on the plaintiff's wrongful death claim, arguing the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Acts did not bar suit from continuing. The case will be now considered by the Nevada Supreme Court. Now listen to me, guys. It is crucial. If you're in Nevada, you contact your Supreme Court. You send them emails. You call them. You do whatever you have to do that this does not go through. this will be a domino effect if this goes through. And what they're saying is here is they're arguing that gun makers should be held accountable for her daughter's death because they had foreseen that someone could have modified their rifles easily with bump fire stocks and turned them into machine guns. The judge argued that the PLCAA, which would normally protect gun makers from frivolous lawsuits, does not apply in this case because it includes an exception for companies that knowingly violate state or federal statutes. Gun dealers are not protected because they illegally sold a weapon that could be converted into a machine gun that was illegal, that was used by the Vegas shooter. The Parson plea facts showed that a defendant's AR-15 could be easily modified with a bump fire stock, turning it into a machine gun. He is allowing the suit to move forward after Colt already tried to file for a motion of dismiss. Now, here's what's going on here if you want to understand all this. ATF was told by Trump through Jeff Sessions to ban bump fire stocks. The only way they could do so was by rewriting the 1934 NFA Act definition of a machine gun. When they did that, they retroactively made bump fire stocks a felony from that point and back before they even existed. This is very bizarre because this has never happened before. For instance, in 1986, when they had the Firearm Protection Act and the Hughes Amendment ban machine guns from being purchased by civilians post-1986. It legalized machine guns still for possession pre-86. So you could have them, you just could not buy new ones made after 1986. They actually had the legal ability to do that. What ATF did was illegal. They went back and retroactively redefined machine gun to encompass bump fire stocks and then did not grandfather bump fire stocks. They made them a felony, one and done. Didn't matter if you bought it when it was legal, you couldn't register it, you couldn't keep it, was a felony, carte blanche all across the board. When they did this now, what they're claiming here is because those parts were now classified as machine guns even before their existence all the way to 1934. Colt and Daniel Defense, by selling those AR-15s, bump fire stocks were machine guns that could be readily added onto those weapons and turn that weapon into a machine gun that the Las Vegas used and turn killing this lady's daughter, and now she's suing her for wrongful death. This is so bizarre and so convoluted, and I didn't understand it at first when I read it. And then I started researching and reading again what ATF did, how they redefined it, and how they did it. It was not only illegal, because they never had been granted that type of authority to retroactively change gun laws that were ratified by Congress. But Trump gave them the green light. So in essence, when Jeff Sessions said, do it, they had the good graces of the United States President and AG to do so. And now, and I said this, it was going to open up a bag of worms on the gun community, because now if this goes through, and God forbid the Nevada Supreme Court actually allows this suit to go through, it is literally going to be a field day on every gun manufacturer, not to mention they're now going to have precedent to try to bring this into the full Supreme Court, not to mention other states now using this as a precedent to ban semi-automatic rifles. So we got to stay on top of this, Doug. We got to be vocal about it. This was so weird to me, and I did not think there's any legality in this until I actually read what they did. But in essence, because of what ATF did, they now have a leg to stand on. Not a very strong leg, but they do have a leg, which is very troubling.
That just really kind of blows my mind. So if I'm reading you correctly, this change will impact or has the ability to impact the classification and the legality of owning a semi-automatic, for example, AR-15 or AK-47.
Correct.
If that weapon could be fitted with a bump stock, even if you don't have a bump stock. Is that
correct?
Okay.
Yes. And now, granted, this is thin ice to try to navigate on for them. Right. They're really stretching on it, but only because ATF see, if ATF would have come in and said, you have to register your bump fire stock as a class 3 weapon and pay a tax stamp, and now you own a bump fire stock, it's classified as a machine gun. The problem was, the reason why they couldn't do that was because of the 1986 Firearm Act. If they went ahead and did that, it then would have reopened the entire context of the Hughes Amendment. So we could have gone and said, hey, if you open the Hughes Amendment to register new machine guns labeled as bump fire stocks, you can now open it for us to be able to buy 240 Bravos and anything else that we want to buy now. So they couldn't do that. So they had to retroactively ban it into the conception of the NFA Act in 1934. So if this goes through, they can say bump fire stocks are a felony machine gun, but they can be easily fitted on an AR-15. They were never registered, and thousands and tens of thousands of bump stocks spread all over the country, and now you have illegal bump fire stocks, which now could mean those AR-15s could be turned into machine guns with a bump fire stock that's already illegal. It's grasping at straws, but it did open up Pandora's box. And I never even thought about this when I saw this go through 2 years ago. I thought about it as far as banning accessories that have the ability to regulate an AR-15 easier because of this, which that's probably going to come later. But now we're starting to see this suit, if it goes through and is successful, and she is basically awarded damages from Daniel Defense and Colt and so forth, it is going to start a domino trail. Now, it may not be used to ban AR-15s federally, because that would be grasping big straws.
Yeah.
It could open up all kinds of lawsuits to everybody if you even have an AR-15 and you use it in a self-defense case.
And thank you for bringing that up, because you see, I long talked about lawfare, the weaponization of our legal system to, for purposes exactly like this, whether it's to silence, platforms like ours, for example, or like yours, then weaponize it to do what the legislature couldn't do, and that's ban weapons like the AR-15 and AK-47 or anything that is classified as an assault rifle, which I still don't know what that is, and I'm not sure. But yes, I see what you're saying. Wow. So we need to follow this, and thank you for covering that. And that's why, folks, you need to follow or listen to Ted and Austin Brower's show Monday through Friday right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Go to healthmasters.com and click on the – you'll see it on the upper right there, Ted and Austin Brower's show, live 5 days per week, Monday through Friday. Click on that to listen to the live and archived shows. So this is why Ted and Austin coming on this program – is such a valuable, it's very valuable, because information like this, I didn't catch this. Thank you for catching this. My goodness. Wow. We're in trouble. I mean, all right, I'm done. We're just in trouble.
Well, we're in trouble, but we're in this fight together. So there's only one option here. And that's fight. I've never backed down a fight in my entire life. I don't generally like to submit on much of anything. And, you know, I've been in grappling my whole life. I was in taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, and aikido. I hate getting submitted out and the takedown, you know, as far as an arm bars and stuff like that. So I'm in the position now where I'm telling everybody, listen, this isn't an option anymore. We don't have the luxury to chill out and sit back and say, well, you know what? We'll just wait and see what happens. Were we going to wait till they're at your front door with a nurse and a SWAT team telling you you're going to be injected, or they're going to take your children away from you and ban you from leaving your house until you get a vaccine? Are we going to let it go that far? That's why I encourage everybody. It doesn't matter how much they try to block you, ban you, mute you, censor you. Get it out on social media. Get it out on all kinds of platforms. Get it out on YouTube and all the other video platforms that are getting out there now. The same thing with Judy Mekovits, the doctor that basically was jailed by Fauci. Get that information out there. Get the movie Plandemic out there. Get this information out there and wake people up. Even if they don't believe everything, or even if they question it, or even if they're just kind of hesitant or skeptical, you're still planting that seed of truth, of real truth, not the fake news propaganda rhetoric that the mainstream media keeps blasting out there telling you is truth. The real truth that we know to be very, very real, that maintained for so many years a constitutional republic in this country. Because if we don't get the truth out there now, we will lose this country. But we don't have to. They do not have us bound up yet. We still have freedom. We still have the ability to say, no, I will not consent. Free men have consent. Slaves ask for permission. Remember that very clearly, because there's going to come a point in time in very near future, in my opinion, that you're going to be brought to a point that you have to make that decision, Doug.
And I think that day is coming sooner rather than later. And I want to thank you so very much, Austin. You've another hour. I mean, wow, it went very quickly. Thank you for your gracious gift of time today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for everything you do, your program on a daily basis, your supplements, nutritional supplements, healthmasters.com, HR5 until Monday at midnight at least. So get them right now as you're listening to this program or directly thereafter. Austin, thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Folks, an announcement. We are going to be having some electrical work done on Monday that may extend into the evening. So we may not, I don't believe we're going to have a show on Monday. So I just want to get that out there. We're having some electrical work done here at the office, studio office. And we're going to be dark on Monday. I'll just leave it at that. Watch Hagman Report live and HagmanReport.com for more information. May God bless. Have a great weekend.